Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Sarah Friar. Facebook says it removed 1.7 billion fake accounts in the latest quarter, ending in September. This is part of the social networking site's latest report on how it enforces its content policy. Sarah, let's go over the numbers. What else is Facebook reporting?
Well, it's a quite striking report. They also removed 11.6 million pieces of content related to child pornography in the same quarter and 4.4 million pieces of content related to drug sales. And for the first time, they also announced numbers for Instagram, which are smaller but still give you a sense as to the immense scale of these platforms and just how much there is for Facebook to comb through.
Now, what about removing political lies? Any of that?
No, they're not removing any political lies. That has been a big debate as of late, especially in political advertising. They think that they should not be in the process of removing any sort of lies from Facebook. They only want to remove content that could promote harm or be illegal, and that's really what this report is about. But there were certainly questions for Zuckerberg today about politics as well.
Now, is he releasing these figures to try and counter the criticism that the platform has taken about refusing to remove political lies, or is this just something that's done every quarter?
This is a new thing that gets done every quarter because Facebook wants to give people a sense of how much better its artificial intelligence is getting at detecting this sort of content. So they're really patting themselves on the back for the ability of their automated systems to find this content before people generate it. That said, there are a lot of people reporting this violating content that doesn't get taken down. And so there's just been a lot of general frustration, not just from Facebook users, but also from regulators about the extent to which they don't police content well. So they're trying to show progress, but still a lot of frustration and a lot of conversations in DC happening right now about the rules that allow Facebook to have all of this content up without a lot of responsibility for it.
They also included Instagram in this report. That's a first, isn't it?
That's a first, and then they explained on the call today with reporters about how different Instagram is. Instagram doesn't have viral sharing the way Facebook does. It doesn't have hyperlinks. It's all image-based. So it is more difficult in some ways to detect the content on Instagram if it's violating policies. And I would say it's also skews younger. They talked a little bit about suicidal content that gets posted on Instagram, especially self-harm content that they've tried to take down. And certainly drug content goes well there too. So I think that as Instagram becomes a bigger part of Facebook's future, that is going to be a big focus of these reports going forward.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.